The West Plains Police Department is investigating a fatal shooting that occurred Saturday in the 2600 block of Paula Drive. Officers were dispatched at approximately 7:33 p.m. for a report of a shooting. Upon arrival, a 23-year-old male was located with injuries consistent with a gunshot wound and later pronounced deceased. A suspect connected to the incident was identified and interviewed by investigators. The individual was released pending the filing of formal charges. At this time, investigators do not believe there is any ongoing threat to the public. The investigation remains active and ongoing. Anyone with information that may assist in the investigation is asked to contact West Plains Police at 417-256-2244. A man from Lebanon, Missouri was arrested in Douglas County on several felony charges. Brian Arnold, who was the subject in a manhunt back in October and was ordered released on November the 4th, is accused in an armed robbery that happened on Friday at Murphy's gas station in Ava. He again was the subject of a manhunt that lasted 6.5 hours. During the manhunt, he allegedly shot at police. Arnold faces 7 counts of first-degree assault on a law enforcement officer, 8 counts of armed criminal action, and resisting arrest for a felony. No bond was set in his case. A man from Thayer was arrested by Thayer Police Friday. 45-year-old Joshua David Terrell was arrested on an Oregon County warrant for felony second-degree domestic assault and felony second-degree kidnapping. He was taken to Thayer Jail. Bond was set at $50,000 cash or surety. A man from Maynard, Arkansas was arrested Saturday afternoon on felony charges. 45-year-old James Wilkerson was arrested. He's charged with felony tampering with physical evidence, felony possession of drug paraphernalia in course or furtherance of a felony drug violation, possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, meth or cocaine, expired vehicle license, and a fictitious tag. He's being held in Randolph County Jail. A man from Pomona was arrested by the Highway Patrol. 30-year-old Nathan Rodman was arrested on a felony Ozark County warrant for second-degree burglary. He was taken to Ozark County Jail and is being held without bond. A teen from West Plains was injured in an accident west of Willow Springs Sunday. The Highway Patrol reports that the 17-year-old female suffered minor injuries when she drove off the road and struck a ditch. The accident happened on Missouri 76, 6 miles west of Willow Springs, Sunday night around 9 o'clock. The girl was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The Ozark Small Business Incubator will host a mixer this week. We talked to OSBI Executive Director Heather Fisher about it.
Are you looking to grow your small business or maybe even start a new one? Then you won't want to miss the OSBI Business Mixer in West Plains. It's going to be on November 13th from 5 to 6:30 at OSBI, the Ozark Small Business Incubator, at 408 Washington Avenue. You'll network with local entrepreneurs, enjoy drinks and appetizers, and learn about several exciting funding opportunities, including a $10,000 grant and scholarship funds to help small businesses build a strong local brand. Again, the OSBI Business Mixer will be on November 13th from 5 to 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Again, the mixer is set for this Thursday. The Mega Millions jackpot is nearing $1 billion. There were no tickets that matched all 6 numbers in Friday night's drawing, so the $900 million prize is still up for grabs. The jackpot is now the 8th largest in the game's history, with the next drawing set for Tuesday. The last time someone won the Mega Millions jackpot was June 27th.